Well, I think my expert observation is that I think it's really a drop in the ocean when you look at the extent of the incentive, the export incentive that's been provided by the Reserve Bank. And also, I think it's something that was not done consultatively. So I think probably the uptake from producers, from exporters may actually be on the low side. There are also a lot of uncertainty as to where the government wants to use this as a way of reintroducing the Zim dollar, in other words, through the bank though. So I think there are a lot of uncertainties that could affect the uptake and also the success of the bond notes. So it's a bit too early probably to comment on the successes, but I think there are some of those headwinds that could probably affect its effectiveness.
But looking at the bond coins themselves, which are in circulation, they have been pegged at 1:1 with the US dollar, and they are still pegged at 1:1. What do you make of that?
I think the bond coins, the uptake was very high because it also provided, it sought to provide immediate relief to consumers. The other problem they were dealing with was the issue of the unit of account of money, the issue of change, small change. So I think that's why the bond coins the big success. But I don't think the sale can be said of the bond notes. And by the way, bond coins are not a medium of international exchange. They are just used in Zimbabwe. So I think probably that the convenience that they brought, I think, provides reasons why they were a success.
But don't you see the same success that the bond coins have translating to the bond notes?
Well, I don't think so. What the government are saying that the bond notes are aimed at providing some sort of an incentive to exporters. But I'm not really sure because it's not the incentive is not much actually. And I don't think that's going to increase our exports quite significantly. I think what we needed to do is to come up with measures that limit some of the imports. Well, I think the imports, when you look at our current account balance, I think the major problem is to do with the import side. We have average imports per year are around $7-8 billion. Exports are about $3 or $4 billion. So I think we need to do address probably drastically the import side as opposed to these bond notes aimed at incentivizing exports.